Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Bart Winkler hosts the Bart Winkler Show in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's on an Odyssey station, too, which means we're allowed to say hello and not give him anything. We're just all working for the same company. 12:50 a.m. when you're there, and it is a fantastic show. Every time I've joined it, I've very much enjoyed my appearances on his show. Very happy to welcome him back here. And as I was telling everyone, Bart, you are the man who believed when no one else would in the Bucks, and you put the lawn chairs on the parade route in Milwaukee to prove it. How are you, man?
Good, yeah. I was a few blocks off from the actual route they went on, so that was kind of a mistake. And I had to do it multiple times because I would set down chairs, and every time the city would take the chairs away, I'd put more chairs. By the last time I did it, I had like 10 chairs down there. I roped it off. Everything was secure. Nope, the Milwaukee Department of Public Works can't have a little fun. So somewhere in one of their buildings, there's 15 lawn chairs sitting there with like Bucks and Six written on it in Sharpie. I don't know what they're doing with them, but they won, so that was good.
They owe you like $120 for that, I would imagine. You know, you could probably sue.
I spent a lot of money on this bit, but it got me on the news, and that's really all you ever try to do in morning.
get him back, park illegally 5 times.
Yeah, forget about getting on the news. You got a banner going to the rafters. That's what really matters. And we were just talking about how Giannis is maybe more popular in Milwaukee than Aaron Rodgers. That's because Giannis is committed to the brand, the town. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is anymore. And Bart, where I wanted to kind of start with you today is, who would have ever thought that as we were billing and setting up 49ers Packers, it would be the Packers that was having like the touchy-feely, everyone needs to be nicer to each other, let's get together in a circle of trust, and when I pass the baton, that means it's your time to talk, and then I'll talk when you give the baton back to me. What is going on with Aaron Rodgers and that relationship with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, it is such a weird juxtaposition about, like, Giannis. Even he gave an interview today somewhere where he was reiterating, I try to work hard. You know, my knee injury, the recovery wasn't a miracle. It's because of the hard work. LeBron's still the best. I'm just trying to work harder. And he's just, like, the most pure, great athlete. You can't even imagine that he, like, lucked into the state of Wisconsin. And then you have Rodgers, who, again, we've loved. But every single week, it's like, oh, I was wrong this way, and I don't trust the media, and I got to take veiled shots at a tight end that hasn't played here or in the league 10 years ago with some stuff that JerMichael Finley said on TMZ. This season is just one of the topics that we did this week on the show, and the conversations we had was, is this season even fun? Like, Packer football is not fun right now. We should be talking about this matchup with the Niners, but all that anyone's doing is just the Rodgers stuff is kind of getting in the way of us enjoying the season. And if you look at like where they're at right now, I think there's a lot of fatigue with it too, because this last dance stuff they're trying to pull, last dance for what? You've been to the NFC Championship game 4 times the last 6 years. You lost every time. Devontae Adams getting in on the last dance. You know, Scottie Pippen, you've never been to a championship game. So I don't know where they're trying to get off with this. I don't know if it is affecting the locker room. I know, though, it's affecting, like, the average fan's enjoyment of it. We took calls after the week 1 loss, And you would think people would be like, oh, my God, they lost to the Saints. How could they do that? A lot of it was, you know, Rodgers earned that one. He deserved that. We can do the season now, but it was kind of good to see Rodgers get beat up like that. So we are just in a really weird spot as Packer fans as to how we're supposed to enjoy what should be a Super Bowl caliber team, how we're supposed to enjoy this season.
Talking with Bart Winkler. He's a morning show host in the great city of Milwaukee in the great state of Wisconsin here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And we saw that embarrassing loss in week one. And I don't know how much of a robust win you can ever say you just had over a Detroit Lions team, but that was a lot better than the week one performance, clearly. So which team do you think comes into Levi's Stadium on Sunday night?
Well, I think it'll be closer to the team against Detroit, but I don't know how good that team's going to be against the Niners. The Packers keep going out to San Francisco. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I get how the NFL schedule works, but it still seems a little rigged in some way that the Packers are always traveling out there on, like, Sunday nights or whatever. This is the first game on the schedule when we win-loss it. They're like, oh, well, we're going to lose this game. Packers are going to lose this game. I don't know what the deal was with the week one thing. They seem to have written it off as if, oh, you know, we're just kind of getting our legs under us. I mean, that's what the preseason's for. But the Packers are in such a bad division that they can punt games away. They cannot try in games early in September here, or they can lose games because there's going to be no consequence to them in any way. Against the Niners, I'm worried. The defensive pass rush is terrible. We've got Kenny Clark up front and nobody that can get around him. The offensive line is banged up. We're going to be on our, I'm a wee guy. I'm an owner, so it's fine. We're going to be on our, like, third left tackle because Elgton Jenkins probably won't go. And then what Rodgers are we going to see, too? He threw a bunch of touchdowns the other day, but he's, like, ranked 34th right now in deep ball accuracy in the league. His deep balls were off on Monday night against Detroit. I don't know what that's going to look like on Sunday night. And, you know, offensively, the Niners, they scare the hell out of me. Kittle's going to have 200 yards. Trey Lance, I always think he's going to have 80 yards on, like, three plays that they'll bring him in for. I don't know who is going to be the running back on Sunday for the Niners. He'll have a career night. So I don't see good things for the Packers on Sunday. I don't know where you guys are at, but if the Packers win, I will be floored. I'll be shocked.
If the Packers win, does that wipe out all the offseason and first 2 weeks of angst, or is that going to be ingrained into the entire season's experience?
I think that's a good question. I think for fans, this is a big, like, telling point for fans. Like, what kind of team is the Packers? And I don't think you can look at anything against the Detroit game and know until we see this Niners game. I think it will alleviate a lot of that, unless the post-game press conference and the Pat McAfee show appearances are back to Aaron Rodgers talking about whoever hurt his feelings that week. A lot of this is, like, Aaron Rodgers is all upset about the way that the media is treating him and all the expectations. Rodgers is the one setting these expectations. Rodgers is the one that said, hey, this is going to be a special season a bunch of times in training camp when he haven't even taken a snap with half of these guys. Rodgers is the one that keeps bringing this stuff up. I think a win against the Niners, because nobody is expecting it around here, would be a great, like, reset. Okay, you lost against the Saints. You sputtered in the first half against the Lions. You're back on track against the Niners. But if you lose to the Niners, it's just going to extend and extend and extend this. But at the end of the day, guys, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the Packers are going to win the NFC North. The division is so bad. And the Bears, did you guys hear what Matt Nagy said today? He's like, Justin Fields is doing stuff we didn't know he can do now that we're working him with the ones. He's like the only guy on earth that doesn't realize Justin Fields is good. The Vikings are in shambles. The Lions are terrible. The Packers, they don't have to do anything. They'll get the division. They'll host a playoff game. I mean, maybe they don't have the one seed again. That didn't help them last year, so who cares? They just don't have to. There's not a lot of a phrase I like to use is rewarded for bad behavior. Packers don't have to do anything, and they're still going to win 10 games and win this awful division and be in the playoffs and be set up for postseason heartbreak like they do every year. So this game, it would be telling, is like, all right, the Packers, they beat the Niners. They, they were able to do something they haven't been able to in a while. But if they lose, they're 1-2 and probably still in first place in the NFC North. So it doesn't matter.
Bart, man, I'm a Bears fan. Can you just let me have Justin Fields for a week before?
Dude, my whole life has been dominated. Of what he is going to be. That was the one place I didn't want him to go. I think the world of Justin Fields. I just don't understand what Matt Nagy is doing.
Well, he'll be gone soon. Forget about Matt Nagy. He's not long for this place. Speaking of not long for this place, I want to get back to that part of the Aaron Rodgers thing. Is the attitude around there... He's already a foot out the door. Let's get what we can this year, but we're really on to the next around here. Or is there still sort of a hope that whatever has gone wrong can be repaired?
I think we're all braced that this is the end, that this is the final year with Aaron Rodgers. I think we're also braced that it's the final year with Devontae Adams. He wants to be the highest paid wide receiver in the league. The Packers aren't going to be able to afford that. And I know, like, oh, the salary cap's not real. I know all that stuff. And there's all these void years that teams are inventing now. But you can't just pay everybody $20 million a season and then still have room for guys. David Bakhtiari is under a huge contract. Jair Alexander, a corner, is going to need a big contract. They're paying a bunch of money to Kenny Clark. They just gave Aaron Jones a bunch of money at running back. They're going to have to re-sign some of their other offensive linemen. This Elgton Jenkins guy is amazing. He can play anywhere. He's great, and he's going to be out most likely Sunday, and that's a big concern. I think a lot of us are bracing that this is going to be the final year, but that we're not like, again, it goes back to all of this. Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk all off season, not once. And we don't know what's going on. And all we want him to do is talk. And then ever since he came back, all he does is talk. And now we just want him to shut up and play. if you ever listen to this guy's press conferences, when he's asked about football and he's talking about football, it is amazing to hear. He's got a memory that goes back his whole career. He knows everybody on everyone else's defense. You know, he goes through all this stuff, and it's very compelling, and you learn from it. But, no, JerMichael Finley said something on TMZ Sports in his car on a FaceTime, and now it's captivating Rodgers. Somebody tweeted into me, and I think this is great. Someone said, Rodgers is the kind of guy that really, really cares, but really, really, really wants to make you think that he doesn't. And I think that's kind of how he's been acting so far since he came back.
I would agree with that. Bart Winkler here, a talk show host in Milwaukee, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Just to get back to an eventual Aaron Rodgers departure at the end of the year, which I think is fait accompli. That looks like a divorce ready to happen. You can see the displeasure. It's right there in his hangdog eyes. Do you even know if Jordan Love can play?
No. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of him. Obviously, no preseason last year. He got in a little bit in game one, which I was even surprised by. I thought, like, Rodgers would make sure that Jordan Love will never play under the circumstances so you can't get a look at him. There's things to like about Jordan Love's game, but also we just don't know. So the preseason game that he did play, because he ended up being hurt in one of them, there was one preseason game, we broke it down, like every single throw is being broken down. And, you know, if there's 20 Packers podcasts, there's a million. So everybody's going through their stuff. And you go on Twitter and it's like, oh, here's a video of Jordan Love throwing a 5-yard pass. And what he needs to work on here is he needs to do this. I mean, we just don't know. We don't know. But I do think that where the Packers are at is they are going to – I've always thought that they were going to move on to Love. He doesn't have to be where Rodgers is. He doesn't have to be there. Rodgers could be a 99 out of 100, and Love could be a 65 out of 100. But they're going to be ready to move on because what weighs Rodgers down is all the off-the-field stuff. So at some point, and the big contracts, at some point, you got to balance that too. The more that this happens, I think the more that the Packers are itching to move on to Jordan Love. I don't know if he's ready, but I can tell you, I hated that pick. I hated everything about it. And I want Jordan Love I'm going to be a starter sooner rather than later because I'm tired of all of this.
Your weariness aside, what is the level of dissatisfaction with the Packers brass, specifically the general manager, Brian Gutekunst? Or is this just, Aaron Rodgers doesn't love us anymore. We don't need to know anything else.
Well, I do think that the way the Packers have handled this over the last, you know, 15 years with Rodgers was not wise. And whether it's Gutekunst, who's just following the steps of Ted Thompson, the old general manager, who there's a lot that we can criticize, but he recently passed, so nobody wants to. One of the problems with Ted Thompson and the way that the Packers, Mark Murphy, the team president, I think you put a lot on him, is they like to keep things separate. One of the reasons why they had to move on from Thompson and McCarthy, one of the phrases was silos are put up. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And you look at some of these other teams, I mean, just the Niners with Lynch and Shanahan. It's like they don't make a decision unless they agree on it 6-7 times. With the Packers, Ted Thompson's making decisions that Mike McCarthy didn't even know about. You know, Josh Sitton got cut on the offensive line one preseason, and everyone was shocked. And Mike McCarthy's got to answer questions on Ted Thompson's behalf because Ted won't do interviews. He doesn't like it. He didn't like it. So it just seemed like everybody, you know, when you're building a team, and Manning was talking about this on the broadcast the other night that they do, yeah, I mean, Jim Irsay would at least like, or these guys would at least ask me a question, like, what's going on down there? But Ted Thompson and Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know if there's weeks or months where they don't even see each other in the hallways. Everything is that separate. So I don't know why the Packers have chosen to run a football team that way. They were able to get away with that for a long time because Rodgers was that good that he would mask a lot of the ills to not improve on defense for 10 years with Aaron Rodgers. When they were on the podium in Super Bowl 45 and they were holding that trophy, I wasn't celebrating it. I was celebrating the next one. I was like, oh my God. Think of how many Super Bowls we'll be in the next 10 years. And they haven't been to one since. So I think a lot of people are rightly frustrated. And Aaron, too, it's just that this is so fatiguing on all sides that I think a fresh start might be best for everybody, fans included.
Has there ever been a franchise that's gotten less out of two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back?
There's no chance. I mean, if you gave any team Favre for 15 years, and Rodgers for 15 years. You think you luck into three?
You'd think so.
Any other team. So I, it's very disappointing, and I'm glad that you've phrased it that way because everybody likes to call Packer fans entitled town, you know, and, oh, they're so spoiled. They have their two Super Bowls, but, I mean, we're starting on third base every year, and we trip up along the way, like, every single time.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Real quick, are the Brewers a World Series contender in your eyes?
I think they are. I think this last week the Cardinals have won 13 in a row and the Brewers can't figure out how to hit again, so people are panicking about that. But I think, yes, they are a World Series contender if they can find the offense.
Giannis in Buckstown, or is it Packers, Packers, Packers still, even with the anxiety?
It's always Packers, unfortunately. There's a good section of people where it is Bucks, and I think that's grown. And the Bucks are more of like a city team than any other team around here, but Packers still rule the day.
Sounds like we've got some Winklers running around the back there. So get back to daddy duty.
Yeah,
and oh, by the way,
he was doing good, but my wife's actually at the Ryder Cup today.
Oh,
and I'm not.
The Ryder Cup used to be a sporting event that people cared about, but I'm glad your wife does. It was great to talk to you, and I couldn't believe that I had to find out at a Warriors draft day event that's your brother working for the Warriors. Brett Winkler is Bart Winkler's brother. I was talking, I'm like, I know another guy with the last name Winkler, and he's like, who? I'm like, well, he's actually a talk show host in Milwaukee. He's like, yeah, that's my brother. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Big NBA family, us guys at 5'9.5".
There you go. Well, no wonder.
Who's more despicable, him or you?
Who's what?
Who's more despicable, him or you?
Well, I do apologize. I thought my kid would be a little quieter, but I, you know, as parents, I'm like, I'm only here half the time. I'm like the Andrew Wiggins of dad.
No, don't worry. Excellent. He stuck the landing. Why even push it anymore? By the way, we got little kids running around too, so we feel the pain and totally understand. Thank you very much, Bart. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.